Hallelujah. Chaplain, shouldn't I go down? We are full. Hallelujah. Hey, today we are going to discuss a very important topic, especially in our national life. It is eradicating corruption in Nigeria. Eradicating corruption in Nigeria. And it's premised on the scripture that is already on the screen. Can we all say this scripture together? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We say it again. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let us pray. Lord, give us light through your words. Give us life through your words. Let it illuminate our cause and our way. Let it illuminate our thoughts. Let it guide our deeds. And let us live in righteousness, so we will be agents of restoration for this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've read together the main anchor scripture. Can we also have Proverbs 24:4? Let's read it together. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. Can we take it again? The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. At times we are not able to differentiate between bribe and extortion. Today we may be able to do one or two of that. Now, when we talk about corruption exalting a nation, righteousness exalting a nation, and corruption, righteousness exalting a nation, and sin being a reproach to any people. When this works practically in your life, as you leave Nigeria and as you come into Nigeria, you will weep. When you see the way Nigerians are treated as they are entering any of these nations, whether it is the United States of America or is the United Kingdom, the kind of search Nigerians are subjected to. Why? Because they are corrupt. The name simply just means corruption for many people. If you see, on the contrary, how some nationals, even when they are so terribly dressed, when they are dressed as if they are rogues, and ordinarily you will want to hold them and say, hey, you, where are you going to? They let them pass because of what they associate with their nation. So sad. I was in Cambridge University, some years ago, and we were having a conference. Now, ours was a mixture of many people from many nations, so nobody was being treated anyhow. We were accommodated in Cambridge. But what I watched was a young population of Japanese children within the ages of 12 to 16. They came for something in the UK, and they were also in Cambridge. And the place where we were eating, the restaurant, was the same restaurant. And it was arranged in such a way that these children were fed before we were fed. Once they were leaving, the way they organized themselves, the way the UK officials treated these children with so much honor and respect. I say, God, look at what their nation has brought to them. And you saw each of these children with their different types of tablets, computer. Of course, you know, those are the homes. Those are the homes of all these technology pieces here and there. They were just carrying different types of laptop, short computers here and there for where they came. And they moved with such dignity. Oh, say, Lord Jesus, say this after me, Lord Jesus, bring our nation to her destiny. Remove corruption from our nation. Make me an agent of eradication. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I just remember that experience. And I say, see what sin does to a nation. It's not that the Japanese don't sin, but public sin, like this kind of one in corruption that we are looking at. Introduction. Corruption has, in some sense, become synonymous or become the same thing as the name Nigeria. In the past 15 years, Nigeria has not made much positive progress in the world rating, in the rating index of corruption. We all know that this monster called corruption has ruined, is ruining, may yet ruin our country if we do not address all problems associated with it. True to our anchor scripture, which we read, that righteousness exalts a nation, true to that anchor scripture, corruption is sin, and it has brought multiple reproach to our land. Our responsibility, in addition to standing in the gap in prayer, is taking steps to eradicate it. That is why we are gathered here to discuss how our nation can be exalted as we eradicate corruption. Hallelujah. We need to recognize, we need to know the strength of the enemy we intend to fight. If you are fighting an enemy, you should know his strength. Can't go and wage war with a 100-headed monster with just one tiny thing. No, we need to know the strength of this monster we want to fight. And who this monster is. Who is it? What is it? I'd like to just tell us who it is or who he is. That public servant, that politician, mismanaging, misusing public fund, he or she may be you looking at me, you may be corruption. Not just corrupt, but corruption. Your family member may be corruption. Your friend. All these categories of people could nurture corruption. Again, that public servant or politician taking money in exchange for service is also supporting and popularizing corruption, making it popular. Oh, it's a way of life. Why wouldn't we do it? It's a Nigerian factor, God forbid. Again, it can be you. This public servant can be you. You may wonder how. We will come to all that. It can be you, knowingly or unknowingly. That's the sad thing, that some of us are even in the church. We don't know that we are practicing corruption. We just make that behavior and we started carrying on with it without realizing that it's corrupt or it's corruption. Then you can have corporate organizations making fraudulent deals. They are nurturing and dispersing corruption. Like the kind of role that Shell had played for a while in the oil industry. It's horrible. It's most unacceptable. And those are some of the things that have brought this nation to its knees. A number of international and multinational companies just seeing that in Nigeria they can do anything, they can cheat and get away with it. The type of Chinese that have deals that just at the time that we're getting relief, that the railway is running and that people can move to Abuja, taking away from the road where there are kidnappers and all that. That one Chinese somewhere has a company where he's paying people. He didn't care where they were bringing these things from, but they were there vandalizing our railway line and sending to them right here in our nation. And we stand, we sit,
and we accommodate or tolerate the rubbish, corruption. And what really is it? I've just said who corruption is. Human beings, you can actually hold and say, you are corruption. You are corrupt, so you are corruption. Now, but what is it? It's like a definition now. What is it? And to say that is to also say everyone. Everyone is corrupt. Everyone is corrupt. Let's read Genesis 6:12. This was how God saw it. He looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt their way on the earth. And that was why it was so easy for Eve to yield to Satan's suggestion, and for the husband to yield. There was that tendency to get corrupt. 1 Timothy 3:1-5. Is that 2 Timothy? But know this, that in the last days, we are defining corruption. Look at what corruption is. In the last days, perilous times will come. What are the details of them? Men will be lovers of themselves. That's corruption. Thinking only of yourself. Lovers of money. This money, you see the way some people look at money, you will be sorry for them. They will look at it, use their eye to scoop it. They use their eye to actually scoop money. Lovers of money, boasters. Nothing will happen. You will kill somebody, nothing will happen because of your strength. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Where teenagers in particular are guilty of this. Disobedient to parents, that's corruption. You are unthankful, take everything for granted. That's corruption. They have their UME to do. They say, jam. Well, I just try my best. And what they mean by their best, that they won't even write well. After all, daddy is there, mommy is there. They know the VC. They know this person. They will admit me. Corruption. You won't work hard. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. All these are corrupt, changing the standard of God. Slanderous. You know how to sit back and talk another person, slander the person as if you were using kitchen knife to cut vegetable. Without self-control, no self-control. In no time you have pulled your shirt. That's corruption, no? Brutal, despisers of good, yes. Go on. Traitors, traitors. Headstrong, haughty. Haughtiness is pride. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. So pleasure, where it is it happening? You are going there, you are going to dance. Those are all the things, the forms of things you like to spend your time on. Corruption. You have a form of godliness, but you deny its power. That's part of corruption. And from such people, the apostle says, turn away. Don't be such. That is part of biblical definition of corruption. Then James 4:4, adulterers. And adulteresses. Oh, how is that corruption? Yes, you corrupted the way and manner God wants your sexuality to be exercised. It's corruption. The way God wants your sexuality to be exercised is to ensure that sex is holy under marriage and marriage alone. So the minute you continue to do that, or you do that outside of that, you have made sex unholy. That's corruption. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Making friends of the world, allowing the world to influence you so much that most of what is said in church is like, they don't talk now, not be church, as we don't come out so, we don't come out for church. Now we're there for world. Make we live the kind of life when world they live. This one, when they tell us for church, they just they talk at our church. Now so it be. That is corruption. Friendship with the world, enmity with God. Whosoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Can you say God forbids? God forbids. Hallelujah. Now, what is corruption? We put it plainly and say it is dishonest, fraudulent conduct, principally by those in power. And that's where the aspect of corruption we want to focus on today. Fraudulent conduct, mainly by those in power. Abuse of entrusted power for private gain. They have entrusted you with power. We are abusing it for private gain. And it's just like one man we know very well. Unfortunately, he superintended over this nation in a very ungodly manner. And he has even corrupted the word corruption by calling it corruption. And he's so corrupt that he is corrupting our nation. And that's why we are praying that God should do something and get that corrupt man out of our nation. Hallelujah. Are you praying the same prayer with me? So, abuse of a trusted power for private gain. It includes bribery. Bribery, you know it now. You give money to somebody so that the person can do you a favor beyond others. Extortion. You just compel people. Extortion is what the policemen do on the way with Okada riders. That one breaks my heart each time I'm passing. They just allow so many people to be passing on like that. They are in their cars. They are okay. These poor people who have money to buy Okada, who are just trying to eke a living, you won't let them be. You are extorting them. The poor people will go through the bush to come out in another direction. You will carry your vehicle, go inside the bush to block them. Lord! Extortion! Nepotism. So many people are qualified. But our leader doesn't know those who are qualified. The only people that are qualified are those who are either Muslims or they are from the north. Well, Muslims are from the north. That's terrible corruption within corruption. Terrible. Embezzlement. The term embezzlement means you are not just taking public fund, but you are taking it in a load, you know? In billions of naira, millions of US dollars, you embezzle. Then patronage. Let's listen to this one very well, because a number of us may be guilty of this, but we don't know it's corruption. Patronage. You know somebody who is in authority, who has this kind of political power or administrative power, and you know the person is doing wrong, but you patronize the person. Because you are gaining from the wrong the person is doing. So it doesn't matter. Since you gain from it, it's okay. You have to be careful because the word of God is very clear about that. Then cronyism. This one has to do with people in power gathering people around them. A number of times we call them kitchen cabinets. Before you, let's even take a simple example. Before you ever go to have a meeting, maybe the Federal Executive Council or the State Executive Council is going to meet this afternoon. What we call the kitchen cabinet has already met. They've taken a decision on that matter. So they are just getting there to inform the other people. No matter your line of action or argument, you are wasting time. They have already decided what they will do. You call them kitchen cabinet because they are really private to the man in authority. And so because of that, you talk about democracy, the government of the people, no, for the people. It's not of the people, they didn't vote you in, all of us know. Many of them, we didn't vote them in. For the people, no, it has never been for us, it has never been for the people. And cronyism is one such terrible thing that brings it about. Then parochialism is narrow-mindedness, too parochial. And narrow-mindedness includes tribalism. You are so narrow-minded that you can see two people that are contesting for a position. The position could be in a public place, it could be in the church. And you know somebody who can do it better. The one who cannot do it well enough is from your nationality, your ethnic nationality. You speak the same language. And you say, that's the one I will vote on. Now, from the same place now, I go leave the person will come from the same place because they vote for another person. Which can't show be that one? I beg you. That is corruption. That is corruption. And it's very closely related to what we said earlier on that has to do with the one who leads us, nepotic appointments. That is why the security architecture of Nigeria is made up of Muslims and the cornuts. And they say they are protecting us. And look at the problems we are running into as a result. God help us. Corruption exists and can happen anywhere. It can happen in the family. It can happen in the family. And they have family, I'm sorry to say, but there are men who just feel, I've married this woman. No matter what happens, I know she will not let us starve. So you don't even give her enough money to take care of the family. And she toils. But you have enough money to go to the staff club, to go to other places, enjoy yourself, mix. You even have enough money to give to people who are related to you and they think you have money. Meanwhile, your wife is suffering. That's corruption. You also see a woman whose husband is kind enough to give enough money to go shopping. And she just keeps lying. Something you bought for 200 naira. You say, you don't get well, well, and I want 1,200. Corruption. You see how sin mounts up on sin to make you so corrupt. So it can be in the family. Children who know how to tell very good lies to cover their parts so that their parents will know. And they forget that the parents are watching them in their own interest because they love them. That's corruption in the family. All those book lists that children always send and add, they divide one into two. I remember in our days, we used to have stone and cousin. So stone is one, cousin is another one. But it's one and the same textbook. Corruption in the family. Corruption in the church. When the church is terribly politicized. When I belong to Apollos and I belong to Paul, issues begin to be there. When they did not give our widows enough to share, because they are from they are Grecian widows, and now you from this they gave you enough. Corruption sets in when you want to put some money in your pocket. You counted it. In fact, this thing happens so many times in a number of these new age churches that at the end of church, one of my daughters in ministry, who was treasurer, she relocated from Agbo to Saple, and she joined a rather new Pentecostal church there. And quickly, because they knew her before and how capable she was, the pastor, senior pastor, said, come and be our treasurer. She used to cry to say, Mommy, can you imagine at the close of church, these other junior pastors come and say, what is it you are giving to us? Some of them will just dip their hand into the offering and pack the thing away. This is happening. And she will say, no, you can't be doing this under my watch. She will hold on very strongly to corruption in the church. At times they meet together and say, so what are we going to declare that we collected today? What are we declaring? Maybe they counted and it was supposed to be 100,000. I said, let us declare 80,000. Then we can share the 20,000. Which God are you serving? Who is your master? Corruption. Corruption is your master. Certainly you are not serving the Lord Christ. And God is calling us to repent today in Jesus' name. It exists in government at all levels. In business. In the media. In civil society. Health. In education and in sports, now in education, in the university, in Delta State University, so much corruption. Children of God, let's see the difference between you and the ordinary worker. Let's see the difference when they bring files to your table that you will try and treat it without telling them, and so you just drop them, nothing on top. Or you harass the students so much that when they are tired of coming, somebody will tell them, that, why do they suffer like this? You don't know what to do. Just put this amount for the file and give her. That's what she's looking for. Are you part of that? And that is bribery. Or are you the kind of lecturer that pretends that your subject is so very, very difficult? Just so that students will not pass and they will come to you to bribe you? Or you are supervising their project and you make them feel that they have to pay something for every chapter. Once upon a time, some students have to gather up to 20,000 because every chapter has to be 5,000 before they can pass through. Are you that? Can we live like that in this nation? No. It has to stop. Delta State University. Those of us who are there from this chapel, we are supposed to be like the salt. We are supposed to be like the light that we shine. Those things that they associate with other people, lecturers, they shouldn't. Are you the kind of lecturer too? You know that you have to teach for 12 weeks or 13 weeks to make a semester. And that should afford you time to make the subject easy enough to help them so that the students will understand. But you just calculate and say, if I go there 3 times, I just give them this and I go. You are stealing their time. That's stealing. You are stealing their time. Give them their time. It's corruption. Please. The Lord will help all of us in Jesus' name. Our nation cannot continue like this. Now, what is the cause of corruption? What is the cause? Proverbs 4, keep your heart with diligence, for out of it springs the issue of life. So where does corruption spring from? Where does it spring from? The heart. It springs from the heart. And we are saying, where is it coming? 2 Peter 1:4b. And having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Where does it come from? Lust. Lust also means greed. Why are you so greedy? Must you have every other thing that everybody has? Must you ride that car that everybody's riding? That car that everybody's riding? Must you ride it? Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. So corruption also comes from what? The company you keep. Some of us are in the church, but we've not found brethren in the church or in other churches who are Christians, our friends. We are more concerned about friendship with the world. The people that look like our models, our examples, are those people, the way they are living their life. Hey, if you go to their house, now wow, they're not even chop about. You're not going to see about chop for that house. What in the chop? Tell me all the things that they chop. Those are the things you like. Those are the things you like. And that is why you will try by all means to steal what doesn't belong to you. The Lord will deliver you and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we seeing James 4:4? James 4:4. Have I seen James? Have I read? Have I read 1 Timothy 3? Have I read 1 Timothy 3? I want to read that. 1 Timothy. Oh, 2 Timothy. Have I read that? I think I've read that. I've read that. So, and I should now see 1 Corinthians 15:33. Okay. Do not be deceived. Even company corrupts good manners. I've also read that. Praise the Lord. We soon discuss, as I've come to an end now, gradually. Why should we eradicate corruption? Can't it go naturally? No, it can't go naturally. Although it may have come naturally, it was influenced by a number of things. So we have to eradicate it. No, because one, it breeds injustice. It leaves injustice in the society. It promotes inequality. Inequality brings poverty, social divisions. Social divisions such as more than before. Nigeria has never been so socially divided, so polarized because of corruption. I belong to this. All the ethnic nationalities more than ever before are waking up and setting themselves apart. This is the kind of thing that corruption does. It brings environmental crisis. Right now, Daddy and I have to hurry up because cultists are in Obiaruku going all over the place and making the place very, very ungovernable, and there is curfew. Terrible. This is what corruption does. It hampers economic development. It hampers your health. Nigerians have to continue to do health tourism to India. It hampers your freedom, your livelihood, sustaining your future. We don't know what our children will have, the way it's going, with all the borrowing that Buhari and his group are doing. We don't know what is left. The nation is being sold out, and God forbid, because we get back this nation. It deprives you of your rights. You will just watch people who scored 20% being admitted, and you scored 62, you are not being admitted. It's never interesting. Corruption. And God pronounced woe on the simple, corrupt nation in Isaiah 1:4. How do we eradicate it? Practically discuss the bullets I'm going to put here, with examples, 1 to 4 bullets below. Everybody should be involved. Humble ourselves. praying and seriously eradicating, living by example. That is bullet one. First, prevent it by teaching, by counseling, such as what we are doing, and good behavior. Socializing agencies like the school, the church, National Orientation Agency. My husband is often pained that the National Orientation Agency doesn't seem to be doing anything. They are not telling Nigerians what should happen. We watch the television, we don't see jingles. I always complain. Can't these people put jingles? Can't they tell people what to behave and what to do so that they will begin to know what they should do, how to drive, how to queue? National Orientation Agency should address the causes and teach and provide solutions. We start with ourselves. We look inwards. Are you corrupt? In the family, are you corrupt? In the public place, are you corrupt? You can stop it as you surrender to Jesus and make restitution. If you are corrupt, do it the way Zacchaeus did it. Not just to say, oh, I have defrauded, but to say, I will give this percentage and even add. That is the Zacchaeus style. Expose it, challenge it. Say, you want to expose corruption. When I was chairman of the exam monitoring committee, I became an enemy to many people, but over time they got to understand what I was doing. And the people who were working with me, when they felt weak, they say, hey, they will soon come and want to bribe us and take back this thing. So the best thing to do is to rush to mama and give it to her. So once they come and they say, hey, let no speech, they say, oh, we are giving it to mama. The people say, they've lost it. So we should expose it. We should challenge it. We should hold the corrupt to account for their corruption. We should punish corruption and corrupt persons. We should justly follow due process. When you are punishing corruption, don't just begin to, but you don't use double standard. Don't punish this person and leave this person. You put it all through the way that is just. Justly punish it with due process and do that speedily too, without fear or favor. Conclusion, let us wake up, expose evil, and spread the truth. Let's expose evil. Let's spread the truth. Some of us wants to be friends with everybody. You can't be friend of everybody. Some will hate you for speaking the truth. May the Lord help us eradicate corruption in Nigeria. In Jesus' name. Amen. The last four bullets, as I go down, the last four bullets will be screened up so that we can contribute. We can contribute to them. I don't know whether media can do that because you already have it. The last four bullets that I have.
It's question time and contribution time. Yeah, media, please. Media, can you help us with the bullet mommy is talking about?